This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
My co-host Frank Santopadre, and this is Gilbert and Frank's amazing colossal obsession.
Yes,
ooh, it's you again.
Most of you remember, of course, the Incredible Hulk with Bill Bixby.
Yes, and Jack Colvin, who was the reporter in Dogged Pursuit.
Yeah, you. Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
That's good. It's a little Peter Lorre.
Yeah, don't make me angry. But it's like that was one of those shows that followed a long tradition of a guy wandering from town to town and getting involved with the people there and adventures.
Yeah. I guess in screenwriting, I think they call them traveling angel stories. But you were you were talking specifically like Highway to Heaven.
Yes,
literal angel.
And I think the earliest one was The Fugitive,
right?
David Janssen,
which is actually then there's a slight difference between those shows. There's the show where the character is just kind of wandering aimlessly from town to town,
like Kung Fu,
right? And there's the genre where they're being pursued. Or chase,
yes,
like The Fugitive.
Yeah, Wandering is Route 66.
Right, right.
And George Maharis and Perfecto Tellies.
Yes, Perfecto Tellies.
Yeah.
I don't think he was actually in the series. Maybe when they stopped to gas up.
when he stopped off to pee in a gas station men's room.
Perfecto.
Perfecto Tellies does a guest appearance.
So you'd have to say The Fugitive was kind of the granddad of these kind
of shows.
And
then my boy, Ben Gazzara.
That's right.
Did Run for Your Life, which every episode would start off in the doctor's office. And he'd go, you have an incurable disease and... you only have this much time, and what am I going to do with that? And then you see, the road, really going by really quick, and Ben Gazzara would travel from town to town.
I don't think I ever saw Run for Your Life.
Yeah, there was one with Don Rickles.
Really?
Yeah.
Why was he being pursued?
Oh, well, he was just...
Was he an ex-con?
He wasn't being pursued.
Okay.
He was dying of a dread disease.
Okay.
So he figured he'll just wander.
Okay, so there you go.
Yeah.
So David Janssen is being pursued for a crime he didn't commit.
Yes. Which was based on a real-life murder case.
I didn't know that.
Yes. There was an actual doctor... who was, as Richard Kimball was in this series, a doctor.
Right.
And he was accused of, can someone look that up? An real-life murder case.
Frankie, you want to look that up for us? And
he was an actual
jump on mic.
Doctor who was accused of murdering his wife, but they feel there were a lot of doubt.
You're not talking about the Carol Chessman story. You're not talking about the one that Alan Alda played.
No, I'm talking about the Carol Channing story.
Carol Channing. Where's Mario?
Hello, Johnny. Well, hello, Johnny. It's so nice to have you back where you belong.
It's not bad. I was going to say, where's Mario when you need him?
See, I can do a drag.
I'd like to see that. Now, you mentioned one.
And we're talking about Mario Lanza.
Of course, the great Mario Cantone. And while Frank looks that up, and here he comes with the answer. Eventually. Oh, nope, he's printing it out of the printer. Okay. You were mentioning a Fugitive ripoff with Frank Converse.
Frank Converse called Coronet Blue.
A show I never even heard of until 10 minutes ago.
He had amnesia.
Oh, I see.
And all he remembers is the words Coronet Blue.
Here comes Frank with your with your piece of paper and your answer.
So,
yes.
Based on a true 1954...
Make sure
here.
The mic picks you up.
Okay.
Here we go. Thank you, Frank.
Okay. The day in history, murder trial inspires The Fugitive.
It was Dr. Sam Shepard.
Yes.
Well, that's famous.
Yes.
I didn't know that. Yeah, well, that's a famous story.
He was a doctor accused of killing his wife.
Of course.
And I think he was executed, but there was a lot of doubts
around it. I knew that story. I did not know The Fugitive was based on that story.
And then so David Janssen did it.
Right.
And then years later, Tim Daly.
And Harrison Ford in the movie.
Oh, of course. Whether you're wearing a suit or sweats, you spend 24 hours a day in your underwear. I want you to picture me in my underwear for 24 hours a day. But that's a whole other story. But instead of making a statement like Superman's tights under his everyday clothes, your underwear is probably boring. MeUndies is here to change that. Every pair of MeUndies is made from substantially sourced modal, a fabric that's twice as soft as cotton. Nothing can describe the fit and feel of MeUndies, but once you try them on, you'll understand why they're called the world's most comfortable underwear. Now, MeUndies sent a package of their underwear to me, and I thought, I wear the tighty-whities. What do I need this for? So one day, because all my tighty-whities were in the laundry, I put these on, and now the MeUndies is all I wear. They are, like, ridiculously comfortable. And they feel like you're wearing silk. And if you don't love the first pair of MeUndies, they're free. No questions asked. MeUndies has dozens of styles and limited edition prints to help you make a statement with your underwear, whether anyone can see them or not. Remember, Superman, and shipping is free in the U.S. and Canada. And you could save up to $8 a pair with the MeUndies subscription plan. Get the subscription or a single pair get 20% off your first order when you go to MeUndies.com/Gilbert. That's MeUndies.com/Gilbert for 20% off your first order. MeUndies.com/Gilbert.
So Run for Your Life was a Fugitive knockoff and Gazzara was dying. That was the wrinkle. There was a show with Christopher George called The Immortal.
Yes.
Where he was being pursued by scientists. I think corrupt scientists because he had, if I remember this correctly, he had special blood.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, and before I forget, all I remember with Coronet Blue, I remember one episode they find a matchbox that says the blue coronet. And they think, that could be a clue.
I see.
And so he had amnesia. And I remember, all I remember of the theme song was like girls singing, Coronet Blue, Coronet Blue.
Here comes Frank again. Of course he remembers the theme song. What is this?
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Oh, and he told us, and of course, O.J. Simpson,
right,
who is still looking for the real killer.
Correct. He can't look very far at the moment.
And also, there was the Invaders.
Oh, right, the Invaders with Roy Thinnis?
Yes.
Do I have that actor's name?
And he was the only man who knew that aliens had taken over the Earth.
Was he being chased?
Well,
was he going from town to town?
I'm sure he wasn't happy about it. I'm sure the aliens didn't like it.
Are you sure that show fits the genre?
Yes, okay. Yes. And I met Roy Thinnis.
Oh, did you?
Yes. Ooh, did you? And I met Roy Thinnis. Oh, it's you again.
Is he still around, Roy Thinnis?
I don't know if he's around now. Yeah, he might have killed himself after meeting me. But I remember I said to Roy Thinnis and shocked him with my incredible useless knowledge. I said, and I remember that the way to tell they were aliens is they all had deformed pinkies.
Interesting.
And Roy Thinnis himself, his eyes popped out of his head.
That you knew
Yeah.
Did you tell him you also knew the Cornet Blue theme?
Well, I didn't have to meet Frank Converse.
I think I remember the Mad Magazine parody of the Invaders, but I don't remember. Probably drawn by Mort Drucker.
I vaguely remember that.
Yeah, but
one.
I don't think I remember the show.
I remember the titles in all those parodies was Yich.
Right.
They would always
or Blech.
Oh, Blech.
Right. Of course, the best one ever was the Upside Down Adventure for the Poseidon Adventure.
Oh, yes.
Yes, that one.
And okay, and let's not forget Kung Fu.
Kung Fu was such a show.
Yeah, with David Carradine.
But Kung Fu, like I said, he wasn't being pursued.
Yeah.
He was just kind of...
He was just wandering.
He was a wanderer.
Oh, David Carradine was on my season of Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
And the schmucky writers came up with an idea. Instead of having him in different sketches,
oh, there was the theme show.
Yeah,
right. He wandered.
They said, "Hey, in Kung Fu, he wandered from town to town.
Right.
How about he's that character the whole show, wandering from sketch to sketch?" And 1 minute into the first sketch, I remember thinking, ooh, is this a bad idea?
So it was like the first SNL theme show.
Yes.
I think we talked about this.
It was horrible.
So Route 66, you said, is such a show. Kung Fu. I think we're mixing genres here, but I'll allow it. Run for Your Life, The Invaders, The Immortal.
Oh, and we both remember Run, Buddy, Run.
Run, Buddy, Run
comedy.
Was a sitcom with, I believe, Jack Sheldon.
Yeah.
Most famous as the voice from Schoolhouse Rock.
Oh,
I'm
that's
just a
right.
Bill. I'm only a Bill.
Oh, my God, yes.
Right, Jack, the great Jack Sheldon. I wonder if he's around. We should see if we can find Jack Sheldon. Okay, since you brought up the Hulk, and I'm going to wrap with this because we got to move it because we got a guest.
And I know.
We got a guest coming
in. I already know that our listeners are going to be emailing.
Oh, yeah, let's put that out there.
With 5 billion shows.
So yeah,
like
if
that.
You guys can think of a show where the main character was either being chased or pursued, or it was an offshoot of that, he was just kind of he or she
just wandering.
Just wandering through the earth.
Yeah.
Across the earth. Basically getting Highway to Heaven, right?
Highway to Heaven, exactly.
Yeah, there's some on the tip of my tongue that I'm going to think of.
I know,
after
I'm going to think
home.
Of a million after we're through
that fall into
this.
Both of those categories. So like a fugitive story where they're being pursued, or just a traveling.
And I
angel
remember
story.
Get Smart did a takeoff on the
they did.
Fugitive and the takeoff on Run for Your Life.
That's right. There's a little fugitive homage on Twin Peaks. With a one-armed man.
Oh, yes.
That is being pursued by Agent Cooper.
And, of course, at the end of each Hulk episode,
Your theme song, your memory for theme songs is unmatched. Okay, I'll take us out with this. Name five Bill Bixby series.
Oh, there was, wasn't there one called The Magician?
Yes.
Somebody's father. The Courtship of Eddie's Father.
Very good. That's okay. Two.
Okay.
Well, you said the Hulk, so there's three.
Yeah, so that's three.
You need two.
Oh, I need two more?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Oh, God.
One you'll know, and one may stump you.
Oh, geez. Okay, which?
The one that's going to stump you is Goodnight Beantown.
Oh, my God, I remember the title. Okay. I've never seen an episode of it, but I remember the title, Goodnight Beantown.
And now, as our listeners are way ahead
okay,
of you,
yes,
you'll hate
yes.
yourself for
yes,
this.
Yes, I will.
My Favorite Martian.
Oh, fuck! Oh, fuck! That's like when you're on a game show and you forget your own phone number. Or where, well, like, what city do you live in?
Exactly.
Where do I live? Oh, My Favorite Martian!
Yes.
Oh, fuck! with Ray Walston.
That's right, with Ray Walston. And we asked Amy Heckerling all about Ray Walston, yeah. who's in Fast Times.
And I, this isn't, wasn't a series, but I remember Bill Bixby was in a TV production of a Bruce J. Friedman.
Sure was, Steam Bath.
And that had Valerie Perrine naked.
Yes, that's why you remember it.
Yes, that's I remember.
You don't remember the fine writing of Bruce J. Friedman. You
no,
remember Valerie Perrine's
No, I don't care
cans.
About him and his typewriter. But Valerie Perrine used to be reliable for taking her clothes off. And that's, we have that Valerie Perrine on.
Right, but you're not going to be interested if she's not actually here disrobing.
Yeah, yeah. We'd have to have a picture of her from 40 years ago.
I'll see what I can do. So to our listeners, once again, send us any ideas or post or tweet, as you guys love to do. Fugitive type shows or just traveling angel shows.
Yeah.
And then we'll kick ourselves like you just did.
Yeah. Well, that's how we get turned on, by kicking ourselves. And this has been Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsession.
See you next time.